Welcome to Nightlight. Step away from the mainstream and gather around as we enlighten the world around us and travel this cosmic journey we call life. Join us as we share with you and provide that beacon that can guide us all to a better way. Nightlight, a reminder that you are never alone. And now your host, internationally renowned spiritual intuit, medium, channel, author, artist, lecturer, ordained minister, and good all-around girl, Ms. Barbara DeLong.
Hello, and welcome everyone to Nightlight. That was the magical voice of Ken Quiet Hawk, inviting you to come in out of the mainstream and join with us for a time to be sheltered from the storms of evolution and change, that which we laughingly call creation. Come and join with other light-minded spirits as we weave our lights together to seek understanding, enlightenment, and hopefully wisdom. These are times of change, times that call to the seekers, and you answer that call from all walks of life, from countless aspects of the spiritual realms. Excuse me, pollen. This is a time of awakening, of sharing and evolving, of spreading your wings and soaring on the cosmic breath of creation. We all come from different backgrounds and modalities from all walks of life, and yet there is a synchronicity, a commonality that draws and blends us together, weaving us once more into a collective purpose, a common direction, and a united family once again. We go by different titles, labels, names, if you will. We call ourselves watchers, wardens, indigos, soothsayers, mystics, questers, querents, journeyers, light workers, light bearers, spiritual empaths, and that list goes on and on and on, and it is as unique and eclectic as are we. Yet we all have the same spiritual calling, and we all in our very own individual ways bring light into this reality to facilitate the awakening and shifting of the consciousness for all of mankind. This is my own very private oasis in the turmoil we call evolution, so sit back, take a break. Share your lights with us and join in the love, the light, and the laughter that spiritual energy always generates when lights are blended and spirits lifted. I'm Barb DeLong, your host, and along with Jeannie and today, medium Sarah May, we welcome you in and hope you'll add your lights to ours to increase the energy and brighten all of our own personal lights. We're going to be doing readings shortly, and if you would like to call in for one, the number is 347-857-2139. Don't wait too long. It does fill up fast. Jeannie's in the chat room on duty today, so if you have any questions, she's the one you should IM. I don't multitask. I won't even see your messages if you send them. So go to the co-host because that way you'll get a response. Ken Quiet Hawk can be found at www.nativestorytellers.com if you want to learn more about that amazing voice. I'm at www.barbaradelong.com, and Sarah May is on Facebook, and we'll get her to tell us exactly how you can contact her when we pull her on. But before we get involved with the readings, I want to share with you some very special shows that I highly recommend to those seeking spiritual surroundings and input and insight and wisdom. With so many shows on BTR, sometimes it's hard to decide where you want to share your time. And these are shows that I love and I frequent. I frequent them often because of the quality of the material and the spiritual energy that they radiate. Monday through Thursday on the Wolf and Bear Network, you'll find the most magical way for starting your day with morning blessings with Bear Medicine Walker. That's at 10 a.m. Eastern Time. Also on the Wolf and the Bear Network on Wednesdays and Fridays is Visionary Times with Bear and the Reverend Ann Rose, and I often am there as well. They have intriguingly wonderful people on there. They're insightful, they're amazing, and it's an education. And if you're looking for insight into a lot of other spiritual aspects of life, that's a good place to go. That's 1 p.m. Eastern Time on Wednesdays and Fridays. On the Wolf and the Bear Network again on Tuesday nights at 8 p.m. is Ken Quiet Hawk's show, and that's called Hawk's Nest. And it's a trip down memory lane that is totally addictive if you love the early radio shows of the past, like I do. His partner, Deborah New Moon Rising, has her show on there as well. And her show is called On My Mind with Mother Moon, and that's on at 1 p.m. Eastern on Tuesdays as well. And then every night from 10 to 12, just as regular as the sun rising and setting, Eastern time is Curious Times with Chris. It's a place to unwind and gather with other light-minded folk and just let your hair down. I guarantee you'll never be bored. There are always surprises. And the information there is a phenomenal, it's got phenomenal insight as well. It has laughter along with wisdom and insight. She has unusual guests always, and I'm there every Sunday night as her guest. And I won't praise the Sunday nights because I don't praise myself ever, but the other nights that she has on Christina Nelson, she has on Jen Young, she has a plethora of people on that are phenomenal, and most, there are a lot of radio show hosts that go there to sort of decompress. And so it's a fun place to be. The chat room is always very lively, and the guests also are interesting. Quite often they take two different directions, but whichever direction you tend to follow will be fascinating for you. I really encourage you to check out the other shows that are on Blog Talk Radio. They are wonderful places to get information and to learn what appeals to you and what doesn't, what applies to you and doesn't, and gives you some confirmation as to where you are on your own personal journeys. Now, to my guest today, Sarah May. She is not here yet. Oh, she is in the, she's in the chat room anyhow, so she's got halfway there. And I'm sure she will be calling in shortly. Let me see if she has hit the queue yet. She has. Okay, Sarah May is a lovely lady. She's in Great Britain, and she's a medium. She has her own business that she's working with. She is an energy worker. She is, what do you mean she's not there? Of course she's there. She's an energy worker. She's a medium extraordinaire. She gets names and she gets energies and she gets all sorts of wonderful information. She is gifted. She is talented. She is sweet. She is a very good friend of Ray Booker's, and she and Ray have a show that is on, I believe, on Sundays, and that show is called Spirits of the Radio. You want to check that one out because that is an amazing show as well, and it has two of my favorite mediums on it, so you just can't miss. So let me see if Jeannie says she's not there. I'm going to try anyhow. Sarah, are you there? No, she's not there. Jeannie wasn't lying. I guess Sarah's kind of wrestling with Skype, something that all of us do from time to time. So we'll give her a little bit of time. I know she's made it into at least the chat room. So she's probably getting upset, nervous, and twisted about the fact that she's not in yet. But that happens to so many of us all the time. So that it's not, it's something that we sort of have to take at what we have to accept it because we have no other choice. Skype is a wonderful tool. It just doesn't happen to work all the time. So, Sarah, if you can hear me, I think Jeannie is trying to call her now or talk to her now. She's gone. Hopefully she'll come back. Watching the switchboard go all over the place is really kind of fun. Those of you that have just signed on to Blog Talk Radio to have an account so you can go into the different shows and everything. The switchboard in the chat room and everything looks a lot different from a host standpoint. It's kind of a fun thing to sort of observe and hopefully not be too traumatized by. So I guess Sarah's going to call back in and try again. I guess I'm going to take this opportunity to kind of mention what I mentioned on the Monday show. And I do want to thank all of you that do call in so frequently. I recognize some of the numbers that are in the switchboard as I'm speaking. It really means a lot to us as hosts and co-hosts to have people come back time and time again. It means that we must be doing something right. It is a very rewarding thing to see the same people coming over and over again into our chat rooms and into our switchboards. There's only one way we know. I see Chris is trying to help out too. It's the only way that we actually, you know, have a way of gauging whether or not we're getting our message across or if what we're doing is entertaining to the people that are listening. It's most of us who are hosts, we're amateurs, we're not professionals, and so it takes us, it's sort of a challenge to us to make sure that we're putting something out there, we're entertaining people, and in many ways it gives us an expanded circle of friends that we would never have had otherwise. I know that on this show we have people from, from Canada, from Australia, from New Zealand, from Great Britain, all over the place. So it's just amazing how this internet has given us a way of closing in and having a circle of friends that many of whom we've never actually met. I know Mary Peeler and I met about 7 years ago on Walks with Thunder's program, and we've been friends ever since, but we've never actually met. So it's really, it's kind of a wonderful adventure. I know that Bear Medicine Walker, I've never met, and yet, you know, she's the one that did the facelift on my website, and I have to say she did a magnificent job on it. So it's a very exciting new venue for all of us. I know I come from a time where, actually, when I was born, there were not TVs. So, yes, I know that makes me feel it makes me feel very old. It must make me sound old as well. But you know, there were times when, you know, there weren't even radios, and you know, your friends were your neighbors, were the people close to you. Now these days, you know, our world has been expanded tremendously. We are stretched out over the entire world. And it's amazing, especially with Skype and the computer, how we can chat and be in communication with people in so many other countries. So that our world, as it gets bigger, has gotten smaller so that we can really reach and touch so many different people and so many unusual people and so many people that have so much to share with us. I know that when Patrick was alive, we had people like Hugh Newman on the show, and he did all of the chambers and the megalithomania conferences. And what I am finding fascinating is so many people are so very open and they are generous to share their time with us on Blog Talk Radio, so that we're able to put out information and insight and wisdom to vast numbers of people that would not have had the opportunity to listen to somebody quite that personally. Certainly with Hugh Newman especially, he called in several times from Bolivia or Peru, and he was talking about the megaliths he was seeing and the structures he was seeing and what that implied. And it's been a very exciting time for me too, because I've been able to meet and speak with and become friends with people like Lynn Kitai, who filmed the Phoenix Lights, the UFO sighting in Phoenix that was so profound, and tens of thousands of people were able to see these UFOs as they traveled, you know, just in a straight line, very, very slowly over Phoenix. And she's written a book, and she's done documentaries, and she's been all over the place. And she was kind enough to spend time with us on the radio, Cindy Jordan. Now you'll show how really professional we are. So Sarah called back in and can't hear her. Any suggestions? I think Chris is giving suggestions in the chat room, Jeannie. She said try to unplug and replug in your headset if nothing else works. I'm wondering if you can just call in without the headset and just use the microphone on your computer. That would seem logical to me. I know, Jean, you don't have a headset. I was talking to, I was implying Sarah May should try to do that. and Chris is going to give a shot and see if she can get her straightened out. But while we're waiting for that, I know most of you really want to have a reading with Sarah as well, so I'm kind of stalling here because I don't want to deprive you of that amazing experience, because she is definitely a force to be reckoned with, so to speak. Let me just see here. Okay, Jeannie is trying again. Magic bubbles here. This is definitely par for the course. And I certainly figure you have to figure on something like this happening every now and then, because Sarah is good to go. Okay. Hi, Sarah. Welcome to the show.
Hello, Barbara. Can you hear me okay?
I can, yes.
Oh, weird, really weird. Everything just completely crashed, and I had to go from using my headset and a computer to back to using my live cam. So God knows what's happening, but at least you can hear me.
Oh, absolutely. No, that, well, on your show the other night, I couldn't hear you guys through Skype, but it sounded like there was a crowd of 20 people there. So I had to call in on the phone.
So, yeah, well, I was using my webcam again, and Chris had walked me through, and I didn't realize that I thought I was using my headset with my microphone. So I wasn't close to the actual cam, and that's why I sounded like I was in a tunnel. So I understand that. But for some reason today, my headset isn't working.
Huh.
Never mind.
You know something, technology is wonderful when it works, and it's totally useless when it doesn't.
It certainly is. Especially so be there at a certain time.
Well, you were here. You were on time. As a matter of fact, there were people here ahead of me, too, so I kind of was excited about that. I would love for you to kind of share with some of the listeners here what it is you do. I know you've recently opened your own business.
Yeah, that's one of the many facets of what I do. The business basically is three rooms above a coffee shop, and it's called Sarah May Soul Cafe, which is about my soul, my heart, and hopefully bringing many people in. It's like healing, but it's a bit of everything. But spirit are very much there, because they're banging walls and really letting themselves be known. And I've even had people come for readings, and they've seen spirit walk through the door. Not literally through the door, it's open.
Yeah.
That would be a little bit scary. And basically I hire the rooms out. I've got a couple of fantastic hypnotherapists there, which I really, really promote. And I've got a couple of readers. We're doing development groups and circles. And I will be hiring the cafe downstairs to do live events in the evenings as well. So I will get some of my friends in the business to come along and do some mediumship. But within that, I also want to incorporate the healing and the opening up to spirit. So I'll take groups and open chakras, and we'll get like hand and foot massages, EFT, just to sort of bombard people with the holistic side of life.
Well, I think that's a wonderful thing to do. I think it's time that that happened, because for so long we've sort of been in the shadows. And now everybody is beginning to think, gee, that isn't that crazy. Let's try it. And I think that's, you know, a phenomenal thing to have happen.
Yeah, I mean, people are interested in themselves, and they're interested in mediumship, aren't they? They're interested in what they're going to get, what they're going to receive. And what they forget is that they are a whole person, and they need to be whole from inside out. And giving the messages is absolutely beautiful, and it's lovely to communicate from spirit, but I'd like to see a lot more healing for people on a one-to-one basis. And the only way to do that is to bring them in via the mediumship and then allow them to experience all the other sides of it as well.
Oh, yeah. When I was working in the spiritualist church, I asked the minister a number of times, you know, okay, you have what is a traditional church service here, and then you put at the very end of it the mediumship, which in many circles is called just parlor tricks. Why do you do that? And he said, well, the mediumship is the hook. You give them that at the very end, and it means that they have to sit through the sermon in order to get the hook. So that it in many ways, you know, they succumb to parlor tricks to get people's attention, to get them in there, to be able to give them the message. So at this point in time, I don't think that that's as necessary anymore, but I know that hands-on healing and mediumship is still part of every spiritualist church's service. And that's what sets the spiritualist church apart, and that's what draws people in. And I guess it is a great hook to be able to get the message across. Mediumship certainly does that.
There's just a slight difference in the way that I feel that mediums, they have a worth, they're gifted, and they're doing something really special. And I think sometimes with the spiritualist churches, what they do in this country, they can bring in people for practically nothing and use the medium as this, I'm not going to say performing monkey, but as this tool. And really, where's the worth there? That's the one thing that, you know, mediums, I feel we need to be respected, we need to stand tall, we need to say this is what we're about, but also this is our life and our livelihood. So, you know, we need to make money just as much as anybody else does.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I know that, you know, I only have the experience of one spiritualist church. That's where I got my training. I haven't really experienced that many other spiritualist churches here in this country, and I do find that you know, especially even with Lilydale and some of the large spiritualist camps there are around, that mediums and psychics are still sort of treated as entertainers rather than people who are on a spiritual journey and helping other people. But you know, it does. You're absolutely right. Mediums and psychics do deserve a certain amount of respect. That's absolutely, but you know, at some point, and that will come at some point. But at this point, at least as far as I'm concerned, that if I can get my message out there, I don't care if they think it's just entertainment. So long as they're there and listening, and taking in what I have to say, then my message has gotten across. And, you know, I've not been hassled or harangued any great amount of time, you know. And usually when somebody tries it, I can usually put them in their place, and that's very much fun. Not too spiritual, but very much fun. And so, you know, I don't mind it. I guess if it was extreme, I would really be upset with it, and I probably would adjust my schedule accordingly. But to date, I have, knock on wood, been very fortunate and had, you know, just delightful people that I've had to deal with. we do have a number of people here in the queue, so let's get started and see if we can take a break at some point. But let's take care of some of these people that have been in line for quite a while. Actually, there were people in line when I even came into the show. We've got Tom in Maine. Hi, Tom. How are you doing?
Hi. Hi, Sarah.
Hello, darling. Can you hear me now, Tom?
I can hear you excellent.
I'm holding the mic in my hand. I feel like I'm standing on the stage, but I'm certainly not going to be singing a song.
I'm sure they wouldn't mind that at all. How can we help, Tom?
I'd like to know if I can get a general type reading, Sarah.
Okay, Tom. I mean, I've spoken to you quite a few times, haven't I? And I think sort of the crux of the last time I spoke to you was about you bringing in your own gift, recognizing that it's there and using it. And the feeling that I'm getting around you is hemmed in. I mean, I hope the snow's gone now, Tom, because I know it's quite snowy there and you couldn't actually get out.
Almost.
Is it gone?
Almost.
Yeah. Good. I feel family is very important at the moment. I feel a big family get together coming up. I feel like this is probably in a week or so, where there's going to be a lot of talking, a lot of mending. You may be talking about it in a week, but I feel like there's an important birthday coming up as well, where there's probably a family party, and I would say that is around about the month of May. Have you got any plans to get together with the family in May, Tom?
Not in May, no.
Right. Could you watch out for that for me? Because they're giving me May, and they're actually giving me my mum's birthday here, Tom, which is the 25th of May. It's significant. So I don't know whether you have that as a significant date around you in the past with anniversaries, passings, or maybe birthdays. But it does feel that date is quite relevant. My hands are tingling. I've gone quite hot. And I feel like somebody in the spirit world, I feel it's a lady around you, had problems with her circulation.
Probably my grandmother, she had some breathing problems.
Yeah, I also feel like I've got no taste. My taste buds have gone, and I find it very difficult to taste food. So this is going to be somebody quite close to you, I feel. Not enjoying my food. Somebody's gone off their food because they can't taste it. Okay, so there's a little bit of a low feeling around. It feels like a lady around you. Okay. I'm pretty certain I've given you a Joe before, Tom, but I've got the name Joe linking in around you as well, either up or down, or either up and down as being relevant with you. I feel like I want to give you the month of November as well as being quite relevant. And this in England is bonfire night, so it's around about the 5th of November. Okay. And I feel like you've got some posts open, that there's something you've been putting off. Do you understand? Is there some posts around you that you've been a bit reluctant to open?
Yes.
Can we open that, Tom? And it's not as bad as you think it is. I get this dreaded feeling that, oh, what's it going to be? You know, help, you know. And I think the feeling is worse than the actual doing. So do open your post up, and it's not as bad as you thought it was going to be.
Yes.
All right. Is there anything you want to ask me?
Well, Joe was my stepfather in spirit.
Oh, lovely. Okay. Did he have problems with his circulation?
Yes, he did.
Yeah, because he's shaking his hands, and he's also showing me a ring. It looks like a signet ring. Do you understand this, Tom?
That I don't know, but I'll have to ask my mom.
Have you got one, or is the one in the family? It's silver. It was worn on the right hand, and it's, you know, these signet rings look like they've got a square on top.
No, I'll ask my mom. She would know.
Okay, because that, I feel, is relevant. It's either coming to you or you will know about it. Okay. I can see what looks like a black kind of, what we would call a four before here. A little bit like a Frontera. I don't know whether you've heard of a Frontera, but it's a four before kind of big wagony kind of thing, and on it is a seven, number seven. So it could well be a new car, or it could be one that you have around you. Seven or seventh, they're telling me here. And I can smell quite vividly very sweet perfume. Very sweet perfume. It could even be the Sweet William flower.
Okay.
And maybe you're going to be getting this smell around you. You'll be smelling the flowers. It feels to me like it's an auntie. It isn't a nanny or anybody like that. It feels like an auntie that's bringing this. And do you have a jean or a genie?
Excuse me?
A jean or a genie?
Jean or genie? No.
Okay, I might be linking with Jeannie in the background there, to be honest with you, because I knew I was with her today, because my house has had a really good clean and tidy. I love it when the Jeannies are there. So somebody's probably just trying to link in with her, because I know I am with her today for some reason, and I'll try and sort that out with her a little bit later. Okay. I can see what looks like chocolate concrete cake, which is the cake that we make. It feels like, well, I think it's with cornflakes with chocolate on it. So is there somebody around you that likes this cake?
Probably my daughter.
Your daughter. So somebody just, maybe the lady in the spirit world would make this, and this is just a celebration to give to your daughter, because I do feel like she's got some sort of a certificate or something coming ahead of her. Okay, she's going to do well in something, right? She's particularly good with English. I feel she's particularly good with writing. She could even write poetry. And with yourself, Tom, I just want to listen to music all of the time. And loads of different music. And I've had this before with you, which jazz and swing they're giving to me, okay? So that's about it, Tom. I hope that's helped you.
Okay, thank you very much, Sarah.
Okay, darling.
Thanks for calling, Tom.
Thank you, Barbara.
Bye-bye now.
Speak to you soon. Bye.
Bye, darling.
Okay, we've got Dean. D. Hi, D. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Hello. Hello, Sarah.
Hi, darling. How are you?
Hi. I just wanted a message from Spirit, if anything can come through for me.
Okay, is this the D that I had your mum through, sweetheart, and we had a bit of a giggle about it?
Yes.
I don't know whether we should mention that on air, do you?
No, I don't think so, no.
And you've been with me today, because I had the same feelings. Okay, and obviously she's probably getting me ready for you coming in on the show this evening.
Okay.
You feel down, darling. There's almost like I just want to close the curtains, put the blackouts in the house and just hide away, and that I don't really want to mix with people. That's the feeling around you. And I just want to whip those curtains open, rip them down, show you the sunshine, and almost like motivate you to... quick step. They're telling me for you to do the quick step. So somebody would have done the old-fashioned dancing.
Okay.
Waltzing, quick stepping, foxtrotting. You're not thinking about going to dancing lessons, are you?
No, I used to when I was little.
Oh, so when you were little, did you dance with somebody close to you?
No, it was mainly tap dancing and ballet dancing.
Right. I still feel I want to impress upon you to go dancing, Dee. So I don't know if there's any local groups around where you could pick up your dancing skills again, because I feel this will be very sociable for you. It's a reason to get out, and it's a reason to mix with people with a common denominator, whereas you just move, okay? But it does feel like it's the lady in the spirit world. She's talking about Lil or Lily?
My dog. I have a dog named Lily.
Okay, darling. So that proves to you that this lady is all around you. She's also talking about a cut or something on the right-hand shoulder, at the back of the right-hand shoulder, but it could possibly be a tattoo or something. Has anybody got a scar?
I have a pinched nerve on the behind my right shoulder.
Oh, okay. Have you got to have that got to get that sorted?
No, it's been on and off for many years.
Right. I would pop your hand on it and ask for the healing. It's
okay.
don't have to be Reiki or anything like that. Everybody can heal. Just pop your hand on it. You'll probably feel warmth and ask for the healing, ask them to take it away for you. And I feel like your mom's going to help with that. Okay?
Okay.
She's just going quick step, quick step, quick step. So I just, you know, it's almost like you've got to make some quick moves. There's something coming
yes.
around you. I don't want you to miss it.
I'm trying to move from where I am, but I can't right now.
Well, keep everything ready. Get ready is what I want to say here. Get ready, because for some reason there will be an opportunity, but you mustn't miss it.
Okay.
You mustn't miss it. I don't want to put any pressure on you. No, that sounds awful. You know, I can imagine you not sleeping and sat there with your eyes wide open trying not to miss the opportunity.
Yes.
This lady really has got a good sense of humour. Okay. She's also shown me a pair of false eyelashes here.
Okay.
Okay. Were these hers?
She used to wear heavy makeup way back in the 60s, she used to.
Right. Okay. Okay, okay. The name of the area or the road or is something to do with a bird? Hold on a minute.
I don't know.
What's that bird? Falcon, something falcon. Falcon Road, Falcon Street, Falcon House. That's what it'll be.
I don't.
Wait and
okay.
see. Okay. Wait and see. All right, darling.
Okay, Sarah, thank you very much.
Big pleasure.
Thanks for calling, Dee.
Thank you. Thanks
Bye-bye.
Both. Bye.
Okay. We have the Sarah Fan Club here today. I think it's really cool.
Yeah, well, you did such a marathon yesterday, Barbara. I mean, come on. You were saying you didn't want to work yesterday. You weren't sure whether you were needing to work because it was Easter. And you did three shows, one after the other.
Yeah, it was just 7.5 hours. It was not much.
How are you feeling today?
Oh, I'm fine. You know, the actual, you know, when you sit and you read, it energizes you like crazy. The only problem yeah. with it is, you know, when you get off the phone and it's almost 1 o'clock in the morning, your eyes are wide open and it's like, who's next? Who do I read now?
So much like that.
Oh, it was really no, it was a lot of fun. I had a great time. I probably don't tell Chris, but I probably could have gone another hour or so. But you know, it just happened that way, and you know, I had a tremendous time. I loved working with you and Ray, and I just I took the music on to Chris's show, and I kept hearing songs for people on Chris's show. He's terribly infectious. I mean, and every now and then he'll decide he wants to try something new, and he just does it, and it's phenomenal. But the musical stuff I found coming more and more and more from working with him and having him, you know, bring music through all the time, I kept getting musical cues, and I thought, mm-hmm. oh, this is really cool. This is, so long as no one asks me to sing, I'm just fine.
Yeah.
So, and as a matter of fact, I think I did sing some on Chris's show, but, you know, it was late. Who the heck, you know,
I'll miss that,
hopefully
Barbara.
Hopefully nobody was paying attention then. But no, it was a fun day. I every now and then I have one of those days where there's three or four shows, and it's like, wow. But you know, when you're doing it, it's absolutely fine. And you know, I'm fine today. But you're doing such a great job. I'm just going to keep funneling them to you. We got.
I'll bat them back, Barbara.
We've got Crystal in South Carolina. Hi, Crystal, are you there?
Hi.
Hi. How can we
can
help
you? Hear
you?
Me? Okay.
Yeah,
I was calling about my... Sorry, they're making an announcement. Of all times. Sorry about that. I was calling about my love life just wanting to know what you see there.
Go ahead, Sarah.
Thank you, Barbara.
No problem.
Hello, Crystal, sweetheart.
Hi.
Okay. Is there somebody particularly that you're thinking of, darling?
Yes, I'm kind of in a love triangle.
Okay, because I'm going to say it straight as it is, okay, which is what I do. It feels like it isn't going anywhere, and it must be that you've been feeling like this yourself within this situation anyway, especially if it's a triangle, okay? But my feeling is that I feel pulling away would bring you a lot more. Sometimes it's a challenge and we focus on something and they're giving me what I want to call tidbits. You know, things are coming in and they're just little bits and it's not enough for you. And I think it's about your worth, to be honest with you. Who's Robert, Crystal?
What's that?
Who's Robert?
Robert?
Robert, yes.
I don't know Robert.
Okay. Could you watch out for a Robert coming in around you then?
Okay. They both seem very serious and, like, want me to move in and get married, and I don't know.
I don't know why I'm not seeing that, sweetheart, but I'm not seeing that at all. I'm seeing new beginnings for you, new energy. How long has this been going on?
One guy I dated about 2 years ago, and we broke up 2 years ago, but he's always trying to, like, every couple of months he'll call and try to rekindle things, and I have a new boyfriend, and the old one is, like, coming around, and I just don't know if I should give him another chance or just stick with the person that I am currently in a relationship with. And I tried breaking up with him, but he did not want to break up.
Yeah. What, the old one or the new one?
What's that?
You tried breaking up with which one? Was it the old one or the new one?
Oh, I'm sorry. The old one, it's been 2 years, but he keeps coming around every couple of months, and I don't know whether or not I should give him another chance. And the new boyfriend, I tried breaking up with him because I'm kind of unsure about who I am supposed to be with, and he did not want to break up.
I've got to stop you straight in your tracks. None of these guys are right. I really feel, I mean, this is, you only take advice from a psychic or a medium. This is your life. But I really feel that there's new beginnings for you. And I think that if you were happy where you were, you wouldn't be questioning both of these guys. The one 2 years ago, I feel, is a no-goer. He would be here now if this was going to work for you, and this has been 2 years. And the one that you've got now, if you're already thinking about somebody else, it doesn't feel right to me. I'm working purely on a psychic level with you, sweetheart, and an energetic level. And I feel new beginnings is your best way forwards. But I think working on your self-worth, working out what you want from a guy, and if it means being on your own for a while until the right guy comes in, I feel is best for your energy and your purpose. And what you're getting there, Barbara?
Oh, yes. I'm glad you asked because I'm sitting here just squirming. Some men, not all, but some men are very much like dogs. And have you ever seen dogs kind of walking around and when they water a tree and then another dog comes along and, you know, well, I have to water it too and put my scent on top of his? That's what the old boyfriend is doing. He just, because he doesn't have you, because he, you know, there's somebody else who has you, he just wants to sort of lay his claim and let the other guy know that he could have you if he wanted to. And trust me, if you broke up and went back to the old one, it would break up almost immediately. And it's the new one. I have a saying, and it's when in doubt, don't. And you have doubt. And that, to me, would say that a level of you knows that this one isn't right either. So, but there's a part of you that is afraid of being alone. And I think you need to deal with that issue and learn that being alone is not the end of the world and it's okay. And then I'm right along with Sarah. There are new beginnings. There are new people coming in. And these two do not feel, either of them, as though they have the potential for being a long-term relationship. So,
okay. I mean, I don't mean to be like contradictory, but the old boyfriend, he doesn't even know I'm in a relationship. And he, like, I broke up with him. He did not want to break up. And he's been trying to get back with me for like 2 years now. And I've been hesitant because I have been focusing on my career. I don't think that I want to be, I don't think I'm chasing or trying to be in a relationship because I have been in one for 2 years. And, I mean, guys have been trying to date me, and I just felt like I didn't have time at the time. But I'm at a place now with my job where I feel more comfortable dating. And so I don't know.
No, it doesn't feel right, sweetie.
No, it doesn't.
No. It's
okay.
Nice for you.
Well, thank you.
Trust the psychic.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Okay, darling. Thank you for calling.
I'm almost speechless.
I'm very shocked here, Barbara.
It's sort of like if you want advice, then listen to it. I would imagine if she had gone to a psychologist, she wouldn't have, you know, told him he didn't know what he was talking about. She asked for psychic stuff and she got what we got.
Yeah.
But obviously she wanted to hear something different. And you know, that when that happens, you know, you kind of, no, this is not what I want to hear. And, you know, psychics always give what they get. And if it's not what you wanted to hear, then you know, I would say just go back and re-look at everything and reassess it. Because if two psychics are getting the exact same thing, there has to be some validity to it. And you know, you do what's right for you. You do what you feel you need to do. So you know, it's sort of like, but if you, and you were going to do it anyhow before you called the show.
Maybe sometimes when we have feelings, we want somebody else to confirm our feelings and to confirm to us what is happening, you know, what we think is happening. But unfortunately, it isn't always the case. And I think somebody from the outside can see in. I mean, obviously that's what we do. And to me, if it's been 2 years, logic tells me there's something not quite right there, let alone being psychic. And also, if you're thinking of somebody else when you're with somebody, you're not really with the right people.
Right.
So,
and you know, I think all of us have gone through times of like this where we've wanted a really, we felt it was time for a relationship, and we've tried several on, and nothing fit, and so we kind of just waited until something right came along, and you know, we've all been through it, and I think the thing that you know, I can look back. I have a different perspective than she does on the situation because I'm not emotionally involved in it, but I am sure that there are really fabulous people coming back into her life that will be
far more
qualified to be a partner for her.
Definitely. Oh. I agree with that fully, Barbara.
Right. So they will be a challenge too, and that's good. You know, having relationships that are challenging and force you to grow to a certain degree are fabulous relationships.
Yeah, they're alive.
Oh. Yes, definitely. Okay, we've got Joanne here. Hi, Joanne. How's it going today?
Hi, Sarah. Hi, Barbara. How are you both?
Doing well, thank you. How can we help today?
I would love to hear what Sarah, I'd love to hear what you both have to say. Sarah's so interesting. Sarah, I would love to hear what you have to say about spirit, and I hope that my somebody special, very special comes through.
Okay. Well, my ankles are aching. And the minute I heard your voice, my ankles were swollen and they're aching. They're not, by the way, but it's had spirit come to me physically. And I feel a pull towards the chest area as well, quite a deep, wheezy breathing around the chest area, okay? I'm falling to sleep. Mom, don't worry, I won't do it on the show. Spirit, please don't.
No, don't do that.
I'm falling to sleep, and I just feel like the person here that I have with me, just the head to the side, and they just went, just literally went. I do feel like it's a lady here, sweetheart, and I feel that it's a grandly link, and she sat in the chair for a while. She's shown me a tray here as well with what looks like a shortbread biscuit on it and a milky cup of coffee. I mean, this sounds crazy. I don't know what I'm going on about here, but this is what I've got. She's telling me that she's with you in June here, and I get a feeling that you sense spirit yourself because my third eye's just come alive. So it seems to me that you've been having spirit in your thoughts, okay? And that you could communicate yourself. Do you actually work in this line of work?
What do you mean if I communicate? I'm a healer?
More on the clairvoyant level than on the healing level. I mean, when you're a medium, you have all of it. You have the psychic abilities, and you also have the healing abilities. Every medium has that. But I'm looking at you on a clairvoyant level. Have you been seeing things and been getting messages?
Have I been? I feel that I get discernment and revelation from God. I get words from God.
Yes, that's it.
And I feel that I interact with animals most.
Lovely. Do you get like a presence in your third eye, your forehead? Does it feel heavy?
I don't understand. I mean, I understand about that, but I don't understand what you're talking about. Could you elaborate?
Yeah, physically in your third eye where your forehead is.
Right.
Do you feel a physical pull, almost like you can feel something that isn't a headache. So that's it. So your clairvoyance, clairaudience, anything around that head area is really working very well for you. And I do feel like it's the grandmother in the spirit that comes to help you. Okay.
Which grandmother would you think? The paternal or...
I want to go dad's side here, sweetie. I don't want to go mum's side. I feel quite a strong link with dad's mum.
That's who I know is always around me. I've always felt her, even though sometimes I've always felt her standing in the doorway at my other home when I lived in the South. I don't see her, but I feel her, and I know it's her. I always felt her standing in the doorway, staring, looking at me.
Yeah.
I don't see her, but I feel her, and I've never known her.
Well, my kitchen door was open earlier, and somebody stepped and looked at me, but I don't see them either. I see them in my head. I don't physically see them. When I was
child, is she short and stocky? That's how I feel. I feel more than I see. I get I feel people. I feel their emotions, I feel situations. I get everything from feeling.
Beautiful. So do I.
This is how it works with me. I get words, but it all comes in feelings, and I just get on a roll. People I've never met, I know how, who they are, how they work, how they think.
Yeah.
It's feeling.
Yeah, it's lovely, absolutely lovely. So, yes, that is the lady that's come through for you today. She's talking about Ivy, and I know that's probably an English name, or Ivy connected with something growing up the side of the wall that has to come down.
The wall?
Have you got any plants or anything that are growing up the wall that you want to get down, like an ivy?
A wall of ivy?
Yes.
I don't know. Literally?
Yes. Where you live, is there like something growing in the garden that you want to, it's rooted in and you want to get it down?
I'm not really sure. I'm always cleaning the, when this, and the summer comes, I'm always cleaning off the ivy, and I love the ivy. I do.
Oh, so
but
you
I,
do
I,
have
I,
ivy.
I do have ivy, yeah.
Yeah.
But I like to keep it neat and trim.
That's it. That's it. That's exactly what I was saying. I just have to say it as I get it, and I hope that it lands okay with the person that's receiving it. But that's just exactly what I was saying. Ivy growing. You've got ivy. Now, not everybody has ivy, so that is specific to you. And this lady is giving me yellow flowers to give to you, and they're specifically evening primrose flowers. So I don't know whether you've been having evening primrose recently or whether you've been thinking about having it to maybe even you out a little bit. Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay. So just look into that as to something, maybe even if it's tea or whatever, but she's telling me evening primrose, evening primrose oil. All right, but check that it's suitable for you before you take it, okay? I also feel like there's a gentleman up in the spirit world, but he feels like quite a tall man, and he's quite a strong, proud man, okay? I do want to say dad here, sweetheart, okay? And he had tools. He's showing me a pickaxe. So he's almost like knocking something away with the pickaxe. Okay, do you understand this, sweetheart?
A tall man with a pickaxe.
Have you got any rocks or anything that need moving out of your garden?
No. However, where I used to live,
okay,
the earth was filled with them.
Yeah, oh, that's that then. So this man would have been aware of this area, yeah? I feel like I've got something wrong with my shoulder here as well, so it would have been a dislocated shoulder rather than aches and pains.
For him or for me?
Either. They either talk about themselves or the people in the spirit world.
I'm having a bad shoulder.
Have you
I
pulled
have to,
it out?
I have to ask, I must ask, how is Max? Is Max around?
Who's Max, sweetheart? Is Max somebody else in spirit world?
Yes, Max in spirit world.
Okay, I'll try and link him with his energy for you. He's got his finger and he's rubbing it around the side of his lip in a circle.
Max is a dog, by the way.
Okay. But do you get... I had a feeling it was a dog, to be honest with you, but I'm still doing this thing with my finger. Who is it that puts a finger at the right-hand corner of their mouth and twirls it around?
Puts the finger to the corner of the mouth and twirls it around?
Yeah, almost like I'm feeling the corner of my mouth and I'm just circulating my finger. Somebody does that because they've got me doing it now.
Don't know.
Did he have anything wrong with the corner of his mouth?
No, what he used to do, and it was called the Elvis lip, that's what he used to do. He would raise sometimes, he would raise the corner of his lip, and he would look like Elvis. And I'd say, oh, you got that Elvis look on now, huh, Max? And that's what he was doing with his lip.
Okay, well, that
and
was
not only
I'm...
Max would know to do, to show you that.
But it was a finger, I was rubbing my lip.
Well, no. Well, that's because he would raise the corner of his lip to do that, so that he would. It would be him saying his way to you, Sarah. Tell her to touch the top of her lip, so that mommy would know is me making my Elvis lip.
Elvis.
That's what he was doing. I would say, oh, Max, you're making your Elvis lip. Mm-hmm.
Did it shake? Because I can feel shaking.
Maximus shake? No.
You know, I mean, whether it's I'm all shook up, I don't know, but that's a really bad psychic joke.
No, maybe it's because he's excited, but Maximus was my service canine. Maximus was more human than human. Maximus and I had a bond that was beyond this plane of existence, honestly.
He's talking about Christmas, Joe, and he's given me particularly the 15th to the 18th of December. So was he ill around that time?
It was a part of the time that he was ill, but he transitioned on March 2nd. I found out in February, the week before. We came back to New York in January prior. It could have been, he went into renal failure, but he went stoic. And it was about, possibly about that time that he could have started getting very ill.
Was he shaking? Because he's telling me he was shaking. And he's also showing me mules. They're not slippers, they're mules. And they've got like white, not white feathers, but they're white fluffy on the top. Do you understand these mules?
What do you mean white fluffy on the top of white? What is he showing?
Not slippers. They're not. You know how you get slippers that you slip on your foot and they go around the heel? These are mules. And mules are slip, almost like a flip-floppy type shape, but they're white on top, like white furry on top. Are these your slippers? Or do you wear these shoes?
That one, I'm not sure, honestly. It's a lot to take in right now for me.
Yeah. Well, you'll listen back anyway, because obviously listen back to when it's given to you, but he's showing me these mules, these slippers, okay. And did he have a blue and white ball or something that was blue and white?
Oh, blue?
Blue and white.
Well, he had a thing called Brave, and it is blue. It's turquoise. And it was his monkey that I would attach around his neck, and it was called Brave.
Yes.
And that was his – he did call that up on his first year of anniversary. I spoke to a communicator, and I wasn't sure what she was talking about, and she kept saying turquoise, blue, 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 and he keeps calling it. And I wasn't sure what he was talking about. It was a turquoise in my bathroom. He was talking about blue, his Brave toy. And maybe that's what he's talking about.
I got blue. I didn't get turquoise, but I got white with it, blue and white. Blue and white. It could be a bull, because I don't feel like it's the monkey that was around his neck.
No.
Tell me blue and white, unless you put a blue and white ball near him when he passed or whatever. But it looks like, you know, one of these circus ones that you throw and you catch. It looks like one of those.
Blue and white.
You need to think about that. You know, when you do the, you toss three balls up in the air, it's called juggling, isn't it? It's a juggling ball. So he's telling me about a blue and white juggling ball, but it isn't turquoise. It's like a mid-blue.
Boy, he's really throwing me for a loop because, I mean, we spent 11 and a half years together, inseparable, and he's really throwing clues out there. I'm so sorry. I'm just not picking up on it. Wow.
I can't change what I can see, but I need you to just think about this, and maybe this will be relevant to you at some stage. Either think about it or maybe a picture or something, or maybe it'll come in. But that's what he's showing me for you. Okay. He also tells me that he's with you in August as well. So what is it in August that's relevant around anniversaries?
His birthday.
Yeah. So, and I want to say the 4th, I don't know if that's August or whether the 4th is relevant around you, but he's telling me the 4th. Okay.
Of August?
Pardon?
The 4th of any month or the August 4th?
It could be the 4th of August, but I didn't quite get it as being the same. So I feel the 4th is different to August. before.
Okay. His birthday is August 24th.
Oh, okay. So maybe I've missed out the 20, but the 4th. But just don't throw out that 4th. Just think about that, okay? And he tells me that you need to get some glasses or you've got to do something with your eyes.
Yeah, well, my eyes are horrible, and I'm always between glasses and contact lenses.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, my eyes are very bad. I feel like they're getting worse.
Right. Maybe just go and get some different glasses, because he's just saying get some glasses. Okay. And he also tells me that he's with you in November as well as a relevant link there as well with you. Okay. So it may well be, I feel more that's something coming up for you.
Okay.
Right.
I just always feel like Maximus is around. I just do. I talk to him daily. It's been 3 years. There's not a day that goes by that I don't bring him up in a story, talk to him. There are times that I feel him. I think it's one of my other dogs, but they're not there, and then I know it's him.
Yes, I see my dogs too. I've got dogs in spirit and cats too, and I see them too, and I sense them around me as well. It's lovely.
Mm-hmm.
It's a bond forever. You'll never lose the bond. But I hope that's helped, sweetheart, and maybe listen back and piece back some of the things that you didn't get.
Yes.
Okay.
I think you're wonderful. Thank you so much.
I want to confuse you more. Don't go away. Don't go away. I got to confuse you
Barbara.
More.
Barbara, you know, I don't miss your shows, by the way. I want you to know that. I even if I don't get through, I just love to listen to your shows every week.
Oh, thank you. I'm so
glad. You really are my favorite on Blog Talk, I have to say. I love your shows.
Oh.
You're the best guest. You're straight up. Really enjoy you. Thank you for having these shows.
Oh, it's my pleasure, truly. Did you have a sweater for Max? I keep hearing him talking about a sweater.
Max had a lot of things. Specific vest, a working vest.
Okay, he keeps. Well, it may be the vest I'm getting from him because he was very proud, very very
mm-hmm.
proud of wearing this vest. It made him feel special. And you know when you were talking toys and when you were talking the color blue and everything, I kept seeing. Did he ever have an injury on his right front paw of some sort? Did he ever have something wrong with his right front paw?
Yes, he did. He cut it on ice outside when he was much younger, and I actually have his paw print tattooed on my right thigh. Inside angel wings, and on that paw print inside the tattoo, because it's the actual pad, there are cuts in the one part of the pad
mm-hmm.
because he did cut it, yes. So I wanted specifically that paw print because it was very identifiable.
Okay, because he keeps showing me, he keeps putting the right paw up, and I kept thinking, I can't shake, so what are you trying to tell me?
Yeah, no. And Max wasn't really a shaker. But it was because it was a cut on that pad.
Okay.
And that's maybe why he was trying to tell you. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, the other thing that you really need to know is you have been stumbling or tripping over nothing. And what's happening is he's getting in your way. He's getting, you know, under your feet from time to time. So he's tripping you up.
I thought it was a Sagittarius thing.
No.
I thought it was a clumsy Sagittarius thing.
No, I used to accuse my mother of tripping over shadows, and she said, no, damn, there's something there. And it was one of my cats in spirit, and when I finally caught sight of it, I said, no, you're not crazy. Clumsy, but not crazy.
Is that really what's happening? Really?
Yeah, he's tripping you, and only because he's sometimes trying to get out of the way of the other dogs. You know, I know he knows that he's in spirit, but he sometimes forgets that and kind of jockeys for position with the other dogs. And the other dogs do see him.
Really?
So that you'll see them, you know, looking at nothing, and it's really, that's where Max is. And he had a favorite spot that he used to lay in, and he still lays there.
Well, I would say wherever that is, it's with me. And right now I have a new dog, and he is a beautiful blue pit bull, and I rescued him. It was kind of a more than a rescue. It was a more of a mercy take, if you will. And he kind of is becoming, he will, there will never be another Maximus. He can never be replaced. There can only be one. And that was my champion. But now I'm using Dante as my working canine. And he's taking on a lot of Maximus's
characteristics.
Ways, yes, if you will. And right now, Dante is in the bed with me because I haven't slept in over 24, 36 hours. And he's blue-colored as Max was, and he does not leave my side like Max does. And he will lay in this bed and sleep and stay as Max would until I get up. He's just taking on a lot of the same mannerisms and behaviors.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like Max is kind of teaching him, like when we go out in public.
I think it's partially that, and I think it's partially your expectations. Because I think that you are sending him pictures of what you expect, because that's what Max did, and he's picking up on the pictures you're sending. The dogs especially pick up mannerisms that, you know, telepathically from us. We send them pictures. And you think a lot about Max, and the new dog is picking up on what you're thinking that Max did, and mirroring what you're seeing.
I believe that very much. I believe, you know, Maximus, and I think if any of the listeners are listening, when your dog is constantly staring at you, they are reading your mind, and they are reading the pictures of what you are thinking. And I think
Absolutely.
This is why it was so easy for me to train Maximus, because I am totally disabled. I do have an anxiety condition. And it's very hard to get a psychological service canine and to get one trained, so I did it myself. I was very, very successful with Maximus for an 11 and a half years. I was blessed to have him. And I'm doing the same thing with Dante now, and I'm finding that it's very simple for me because I was very simple with Maximus. And Maximus is a Weimaraner. And let me tell you, they're very rowdy for the first 2 years, but he was a blessing. And now Dante, being a pit bull, he's actually very mellow.
They are.
Very
they're
playful.
Very sweet dogs. Very
sweet. But when they were nanny dogs, you know? They were nanny dogs.
They're pussycats.
Yes, yes. And Dante is starting, like you said, to mirror a lot of the same behaviors, and I think it's because, see, I tend to will things. And this is what a lot of people have to understand also. When you really desire something, you will it. You think it a positive thing, of course, and you put it out there. And when you will something positive out into the universe and for yourself and for the better of yourself and other people, it does come back to you.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And with, I don't have children. I have canines, and I like to surround myself with them because there's no agenda. It's pure love, and it keeps me centered and level. People make me very high-strung. I pick up too much of their energy, and I don't like it too much.
Well,
I get a lot of anxiety. I love
that. Dogs give you unconditional love. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah. But and I've taken up so much of your time, and I want to thank you both so much.
Oh, well,
thank you.
Can I just ask one quick question? When we transition, do we become younger? Do you see in spirit people are younger or animals are younger? Do we restore younger?
Yeah. Well, when we cross over initially, we have the image of when we passed over, but then after we're there for a while, the visual that we present is we go back to when we were the most vital. I'm going back to 34 when I was about 110 pounds.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I've already got that figured out.
Okay.
I can remember one woman who passed over, and the first thing she said when she realized she was on the other side, she looked at her husband. She was like in her 80s, and he had passed away several years earlier, and he looked like he was in his 30s. And she said,
wow.
I don't want to see anyone until I get my good body back. And it was like, you know, where do I go to get my body? And they explained to her that it would take a little time, and she was a little ticked off about that. It doesn't happen immediately.
And just before I go, is there anything that I can do, Sarah and Barbara, to help me work with what I may have to work with any kind of the feelings, and to heighten my experiences, to work with spirits, to work with animals? Because I really would like to apply this to working with animals, because I feel I understand and communicate with them so well. I advocate with them. And I feel people. Do you understand? I've been picking this up since I'm a child. I don't really know what it is. You know what I mean? It's a very personal thing for me. My mother understands it. My boyfriend understands it.
The first thing that I would say to you, Joe, is to desensitize. As sensitives, we can be overly sensitive, or we are, because when you're picking up on other people, it's an overload. So it's almost like put up this kind of wall, a see-through wall, to desensitize yourself so that you can truly work without having it, you know, sort of coming at you so strongly. That's the first thing I'd say to you. And I would probably, well, I don't know how many mediums meditate. I mean, I don't do it very often, but I do meditate when I teach people. So that might be something you do at the same time every day, so that you're not constantly using what you have. Luckily with me, spirit turn on and off without me even asking them to. So when I'm working, they come in. When I'm not working, they don't. But some people need to facilitate that themselves. And also, you are your own vessel. Each person is their own vessel, and we can ask them to help us in certain ways, pull certain things away, bring certain things in, and just build up a natural trust with your guides.
Okay. I love you both so much, and I bid God peace to you both. And Barbara, I will continue to listen to your shows.
Oh.
Because I really enjoy them. And Sarah, it was such a blessing and such a wonderful time for me this afternoon to spend with you, and giving me all this beautiful information. Thank you so much.
Okay, darling.
Cool. Thank you so much for listening.
Thank you. I'll always be around. Have a beautiful week.
Thank you, Joanne. Bye-bye.
Oh, what a lovely lady.
That dog was so sweet.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. We got Cindy. Hi, Cindy. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. How are you, Barbara?
Doing exceedingly well. How can we help today?
Yeah. Well, I was wondering, you have a nice guest there with you today, and all your readings with everyone, both of you, have been just fantastic. So I would like to ask Sarah, what do you pick up for me regarding my future path?
Right. You've got a lovely voice. Again, there's been some very spiritual people on the show today. I feel energetically when I'm looking at you, this is really weird, my eyes are really close together, and it's almost like I'm blinkered, and I want to take the blinkers off, okay? That's the first thing I want to say to you, because I wonder if you corner yourself and you box yourself in, right? And I feel I want to take the lid off the box and open you up to the wide world, right?
Okay.
There's something to do with travel, with you, which I feel will be connected maybe with work, or maybe even moving, work and moving. Right. I feel like you want to move. I feel like you're really ready to just take flight, and just almost like not run away, but just big changes coming around you. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know of a Louis or a Lewis or a Saint Louis maybe, or something around that name, that word?
No, not at the moment.
St. Louis. Where's St. Louis? Is that an area?
Missouri. It's a town.
Where is it, Barbara?
St. Louis, Missouri.
Okay. I don't know whether that feels right or not, to be perfectly honest with you, but I did get St. Louis or St. Louis, so maybe it is, maybe it isn't, okay?
Okay.
Give me a bit more. Okay. Give me a colour, sweetheart. Now, that is your solar plexus. That is about wisdom. It's about hope, opportunity as well. It's always the colour of opportunity as far as I'm concerned. And I always see yellow as being like a job interview or something like that. So I get a sense that you may be looking for a new job, a new role, and I feel that yellow is a really good colour around that, okay? Have you got a David linking around you anywhere?
Well, that would be an old boyfriend.
Thank you. So was this one that had the effect on you that sort of shied you away from men?
Well, this is the one that actually probably gave me a major wake-up call and started changing the way I feel about dating. So it was a good lesson for me.
Yeah, but he had a negative effect on you.
Yes.
Yeah, that's, you know, it's sort of, there was something about him, cloak and dagger. It's almost like he wasn't what he prayed to be. Do you understand?
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I know that you've seen this as a positive, which is absolutely fantastic, but I just wanted to go back and heal that energy, okay?
Okay.
I also want to talk about a Tom. Who's Tom around you?
I don't have a Tom around me that
Tom.
I can think of.
Okay, wait for him to come in then. I don't always give names that people know, but I do know that the names are always relevant with the people when I'm talking to them.
Okay.
Right? I want to go over a river. I don't know why, whether you're near a river. And the Missouri's a river, isn't it, Barbara? Sweetheart, the Missouri's a river. I'm sure it is. Yes, I want to go over that river, and this may seem very far-fetched to you, but that's what I've got. Over the river. They're telling me over the river. When this is, I do not know. Okay. But I do want to talk about a lady by the name of Kath. Do you understand Kath?
What's the name?
Kath.
Kathy.
Kath? Yeah.
Yes. I have a friend that refers to herself as Kath.
Kath. Okay. So why am I talking about Kath then, please? Okay, she's got something to say to you, and it's almost like she's going to talk about an opportunity or open your eyes up to something different, okay? Do you work in the medical profession or anything to the medical profession?
No, I don't.
Okay. Okay, I don't know why I've got that then, because you wouldn't suddenly become a nurse unless this is something that you're wanting to do.
No.
No. Okay. Is there a healing ability around you?
I guess so.
Yes. Get off of it. Yes, of course there is.
Do you know her, Barbara?
Yeah, I know her. And you were talking about a body of water, and she lives by the water.
She's just been very quiet. She's on the old don't feed the medium vibe, I would imagine.
Yes, she is. She's a healer. Yeah, she makes the most beautiful jewelry you've ever seen.
Thank you, Barbara.
Okay, now we've got you craft cookie, you. I want to take you to Missouri, darling, and I just need you to know that I'm not taking you personally, but I would like to, but... Spirit are taking you that way. For whatever reason, I really do not know. Okay? Tom is connecting in around you. So watch out for Tom, right?
Okay.
Is there anything you want to ask me?
Well, I mean, that sounds very interesting. I've just, recently moved to another location, and I feel like that things are going to start popping for me. And was just wondering what you could pick up regarding that. I'm ready to go.
I already said that you were ready to go. You're ready to take flight, but I still feel there's blinkers on you, and I want to take them off.
Okay.
It feels like you have put yourself into a certain area, and I feel it needs to expand. Okay. And there's travel and work. Now, you might be making jewellery. I don't know whether you're travelling around with that. I don't feel it's the jewellery. I just feel travel and work, going around and travelling. Okay. And it could be something that's self-employed, something that you will actually invent yourself and create yourself. But you've got a very, very, very spiritual voice.
Thank you.
Sort of a wise soul, very wise soul. But you hide it.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out what to do with it.
What do you want to do with it?
What do I want to do with it?
Yeah.
I have spent so many years working on myself, and, you know, if I can share something with someone, that's fine. You know, I'm not so sure I'm going to hang out a shingle, but, you know, I'm willing to help others in any way.
Well, I get the medical here. I don't know why. And I get the traveling. So something to do with, and it could be connected with the medical industry, actually with the medical industry, a proper job. Because that's what I get with you. And I would have a look around the papers and see what jobs are there and put your finger down and say, actually, I quite fancy that, and just go for it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I would do. And these blinkers need to come off, because these blinkers is too much work on you, far too much work on you. And sometimes we just have to get out there and throw ourselves out there. You know, never, ever, ever be afraid of failure, and block yourself from anybody who's negative around you.
Right. That's what I've been doing. I've been going through that transition of getting the negative people away from me, and then moving forward. And you're right about the blinkers, because I can always sense when it's interesting.
Yeah.
You're talking about medical, because I can sense when there's something wrong with someone.
Okay. Well, you know this thing about getting rid of the negative people around you. This is
mm-hmm.
never in the past. This is always in the present and the future, because negative people will always be around all of us.
Right.
So it's something that you consciously work forwards with, not backwards.
Okay.
So if you spent a lot of time getting rid of particular personal people, they're part of your past. That's quite quick. We can sort that. But around you will be others, because people are jealous. People stop you from moving forwards. And they need to go and take their own responsibilities. And we have to be assertive of the people who are around us. And I call it building my tribe. I'm not saying I'm the leader or anything like that, but the people that are on the same wavelength as me, the people that I feel really good and easy and happy with, the people that I can just be myself with, and they will feel like that themselves as well. Think of this as now and forwards, not as what was behind, because it's something we always have to work with. Okay.
Yeah, I agree with you.
With that, you can soar forwards. And, you know, I can see you moving pretty quickly, but it's something to do with medical.
Okay.
Okay. All right,
okay.
Darling.
Okay. Well, thank
you
so much. Oh, hi, Barbara.
Don't go away.
What do you think, Barbara?
Come back.
Well, I just put the link for your jewelry in the chat room.
Oh, thank you.
Geez, you know, somebody said you should be a healer, and you should be, and your jewelry is a wonderful way to do that, and working with the different colors, especially the greens and the blues, it's amazing, and your jewelry has amazing energy, and it's beautiful, and, you know, why you're not labeling it as healing jewelry, I don't know. But, you know, in your own time, you'll figure it out.
yes. You keep telling me, yes.
well, you know, the reality is you know, you're thinking too hard. You should let spirit open the way for you. And you keep trying to manipulate and manage a pathway that is a spiritual flow. And you stop the flow entirely when you start to manage it.
So,
you know, hey, come on, relax into it and let things happen. You got good stuff here. You got cool stuff.
Oh,
yeah.
I will. That's what I need to do, is I need to just get into the flow, and I'm ready.
Oh, you've got hermetite in your jewelry there. You've got
yeah.
a lot of green. Oh, that's nice. I like the arrows. Very positive. that is definitely healing jewelry. And I know a lady who does healing jewelry, and I get together with her, and I work on people's energies, and she makes beautiful jewelry, but yours is absolutely lovely. There's an element of the sea in it as well. You've got some obsidians in there. You've got some black is great for helping protection. You've even got tiger's eye there as well, which is great for travel.
Oh, good.
When I look at your tiger's eye piece there with the leaf on it, that is quite relevant with you and your life, the butterfly, the freedom, the metamorphosis, and that beautiful silver leaf. It's beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
And all you have to do is to go back in to give all of your jewelry a healing explanation, and it will sell.
Right, right. I agree, because I used to have people purchase pieces from me, and when they'd find the right piece, they'd cry. And I thought,
there's something here. Of course there is. Of course, you ignore it and go on your merry way, but sooner or later,
that's where I have to start. Go back, right?
You've got a very long life. You just take your time.
It's difficult to sell ourselves, isn't it, Barbara? You know, we're making these beautiful things, and I could sell them for you very easily, very easily, because I think they're beautiful and I believe in them. And I think take the compliments and understand that you will progress with that, providing you believe in it.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay. Oh, what a lovely reading. Thank you. That's encouraging.
I needed you guys today. Good job at not telling anything about yourself.
Thanks a lot.
She did a good job reading me, didn't she, Barbara?
Yes, of course she did.
So there you go.
Okay,
I put her to the test.
She passed the test. Okay, now get to work.
Yeah. I will.
Selling jewelry.
Thank you.
Bye.
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 That's the cool thing. A lot of the people that call in here allow me to tease the daylights out of them. But, you know, that's... I mean, how could you have jewelry like that and not be spiritual? And, you know, I mean, holy crap. Sorry. I mean, it takes a creative person to put together that kind of jewelry. And anybody who looks at it has to admit that there not only is there artistry, but there's spirit involved in it. So.
Yeah, the chakras. I mean, all she needs to do, I'm presuming she knows about the chakras. You don't even really need to know about the stones. You know, green heart. But hermetite is a wonderful stone. And coppers, if she uses coppers as well, for people with the bone issues.
Mm-hmm.
Physical.
She's amazing. I've been yelling at her for years. Thank you for yelling for me.
Okay, Barbara.
Okay, we've got Ashley here. Hi, Ashley. How you doing today?
Hi. I'm good. And you?
Very well, thank you. How can we help you?
A message from spirit would be fine, but a general would be great.
Okay. Are we on speakerphone?
No, I have my earphones on.
Okay, you just sound so far away.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, that's great.
Cool.
Okay, Sarah, you're up.
Okay. Hello, Ashley, sweetheart.
Hi, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Very well. Okay, let's have a look and see what we've got with you. Nice, quiet pause here while I wait for spirit to come in. I feel quite heavy around my shoulders. I've got an issue with my left eye, headache around the left-hand side of that, above my ear, okay, and around that eye. So either this spirit person is talking about themselves or somebody closely to you. Do you understand this, Ashley?
Say that again, ma'am.
Okay, I feel I've got a problem with my left eye, a pain around the back of the eye, a headache going over the side over my ear, and I feel very heavy around the shoulders area as well. So does this link with you or somebody in spirit?
Oh, not me.
Right. Somebody in spirit have a problem with their left eye?
Male or female?
I'm just linking with the eye at the moment, sweetheart. They're not showing
okay.
me who they are. They're quite stubborn. I do feel like I've got broad shoulders with this person. And I feel, show me, it's probably the male. I've got something grey on. It looks like a grey jumper or a grey, it's woolen, something grey and woolen. Do you understand this?
I understand it, but I don't know who you're picking up. I have a lot of people on the other side.
Okay. So was there a gentleman who had an issue with his eye?
I don't know.
You don't know?
Okay. No.
Was there a female that had an issue with their eye?
This is a grandmother in spirit.
I've got to get past this
okay.
eye before I can move any further.
A grandmother?
It's
all right,
a grandmother.
She wears glasses.
Yes, a grandmother in spirit.
Okay,
chase.
I have two grandmothers in spirit. I have
right.
two in spirit.
Which one had a problem with their left eye and pains above their ear?
I believe on my mom's side.
Okay, we're getting there. Did she wear a grey cardigan or a grey woolen jumper of some sort?
Sometimes, not all the time.
Thank you. right. It's all right. The person sometimes builds up in my head clairvoyantly, or I physically become them, and I feel I'm physically this lady, and I'm trying to work out what I'm wearing. But I actually thought I was a man, to be perfectly honest with you, which has confused me a little bit. But we'll get there. Now, I'm going to ask her to try and talk to me now. Well done, Barbara. You're right about grandmother. Right. Okay. I'm walking up some steps here. I am going onto a porch. I've got a door which has got two panels in it. And I'm just suddenly now in somebody's lounge. Okay. And I can see a lot of white furniture around this lounge. And I can see a dark wooden floor in the lounge. Okay. But the furniture isn't old-fashioned furniture. It's very modern. Who's got the lounge with the dark wooden floor and white, what looks like melamine furniture? Please don't say pardon, say it again. Are you there, Ashley?
Yes, I'm listening.
Okay, I asked you a question.
Okay, hold on. The only one I was close to was on my mom's side, and I used to be by house every day. And I didn't know my dad, mom, so I know it's my grandmother on my mom.
Okay.
So she has modern, I'm not sure.
You're not sure whether she has modern or not? Where is
no.
the room that I'm describing with white melamine furniture, a dark wooden floor, and... it looks like there's either red flowers on a dresser or red flowers on a unit. Is this around you?
No, we don't have any flowers in here.
Right. Have you got a dark wooden floor and fashionable white melamine furniture?
No.
No. I don't feel I'm linking with you, sweetheart. I'm really, really, really sorry. And I know I'm asking you a lot of questions.
It's okay, but I know you're picking up things, but it's not concerning this household where I'm located at now.
That's fine.
Oh, she wasn't talking about that. Wait. She was talking about where your grandmother might have lived.
No.
Okay.
Yes.
I am positive she's got your grandmother. I am positive
yeah.
that it's the grandmother that wore glasses. I'm positive
yes.
it's the grandmother that cooked a lot.
Yes.
And I'm positive it's the grandmother that was a very, very wise woman with not a great education. And in other words, she had greater wisdom than the schooling she ever had.
Yeah.
You got her grandmother, Sarah. Shall I run with this?
You go with it, Barbara, because I'm only happy when I get some yeses, and if I get too many noes, I don't feel I'm linking.
Okay. No, you definitely had her grandmother here, and
yeah.
her grandmother is a lady with a strong spirit and a gentle. She had a very quiet voice, but when she spoke volumes. And she's around you a lot lately because it feels as though you're going through a time of change, and she wants you to pay attention to the directions that are being offered to you. You're thinking of making changes, or there are changes coming up for you. I'm not sure what, but I see a
okay.
crossroads.
Okay, I understand now. All right.
You're what?
I understand that completely.
Oh, okay, okay. So she's talking about paying attention to where you know you have to be or go, and stop listening to other people because they're confusing you. She's saying you have a very good head on your shoulders. You don't need to get the advice of so many people. You're asking a lot of questions of a lot of your friends and a lot of family. And she's saying, you know, sit back and take your own counsel because you have greater wisdom and you know more about yourself than anybody else does. So trust yourself. She's saying trust yourself.
Okay.
And these changes that are coming are wonderful changes, but they are going to shift your life tremendously. And there's a part of you that doesn't want to go through a shift, and there's a part of you that thinks a shift is really important, and that's the part of you should listen to. Because you've been in a rut, and it's time to get out of the rut. I mean, you have. I don't know how old you are, but she's saying you have a great deal of life ahead of you. So stop trying to pretend that you can fold stuff up, put it away, and just sit back and wait for something to happen. Because you have too much life to live to go yet. So.
Okay.
When she passed, how old was she?
I believe 64 or 65.
Okay. You're gonna so outlive that lady. It's amazing. And when she passed, it feels like it was her heart, something to do with her heart.
Yes, she had like a minor heart attack.
Okay. She's saying that you need to change your diet.
Okay.
And eat a little more healthy. She's saying that you need to take care of yourself a little bit better. And so what's going on here is she's kind of coming forth here and saying, this is a time of great change for you. You've got new beginnings here. You've got new roads that you're going to go down. You've got new venues you're going to be getting into. And she has a twinkle in her eye as well, and she's saying, and if you get into just a little bit of trouble, it's okay. So I think what she's trying to say is, please, enjoy life and go out and celebrate. She wants you to go dancing. I know, but that's what she said. She said, live it up a little bit. Okay?
She's put up on a low port.
No, she's a lovely lady, and she is around you a lot, and there are changes for you, but they're all good ones.
Okay.
Okay?
Thank you.
You're
okay.
So welcome. Thank you for calling.
Thank you, Sarah. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, darling.
You had her. You totally
I know.
Had her.
I know.
I think even though everybody's speaking English, there may have been a language barrier here.
More than likely. I mean, somebody said she was sitting on the porch, but I know I can't change what I see. And I saw the modern furniture, white modern furniture, and I did see red flowers on top. So if it can't be placed, I'm like, you know, maybe
okay,
I'm with somebody else.
I saw an old kitchen with that oilcloth type of material on a table, and it was the white with red flowers. I think
you got interesting.
It.
Yeah,
I
know,
got
I have
it.
Barbara. I know. It's just sometimes, you know, I don't use any cards. I just literally link into spirit. And I think if the other person just isn't getting it, it's a hard slog. And there's good reasons why they can't, you know, and they literally can't, you know, for whatever reason. And I just think I can't pull the energy in, you know, so
no,
I'll let it go. But that was your baby.
No, I wasn't going to let you let it go because you had her.
Oh, I know.
Okay. We've got Dionne here. Dionne, is that how you pronounce your name?
Dionne.
Okie doke.
I answer to anything.
Okay. Hey, you're on the air.
Okay, great. I would love to find out what I'm doing wrong in regards to finding a new job because I hate my current job, and I've been doing, I don't know if I'm missing something or what. Do you see me working some, like, what do you see as far as work coming up, and how can I capture that for myself, and can it be soon?
Okay, one thing I want to caution you about. I know you hate your job, and I know you talk a lot about hating your job and wishing you had something different. When you talk overly much about like that, the universe thinks, well, she's not doing anything. Let's just get her fired, and then she'll be out of job, and then she can really find what she would like to, you know, to do. So please don't say you hate your job and you want to leave. Say, I'm looking forward to the next job that I get.
I'm looking forward to the next job that I get.
Okay. That works for me. Sarah, go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead.
That is lovely. It's really good advice, that is, Barbara. Okay, let's look into what we've got with you. Dionne, did you say, sweetheart?
Yes.
Is that your name? Yes. Okay. Could you give me a color, darling?
A color?
A color. Any color.
Purple.
Wonderful. Do you know, in my head I was getting, she's going to say purple. Purple is a highly spiritual color. Okay. I'm not saying that highly spiritual. Don't worry about it. But it's almost to me like them, because they are going to make the changes for you. Because as soon as you give me purple, I just think spirit have taken over. And I think the changes are going to come in and you will naturally go into another role. Even though Barbara said to you, you know, don't say that you hate your job, and she's absolutely right there. Say, I'm looking forward to the new opportunity that's coming towards me. I think the minute you start thinking like that, this will facilitate quite quickly. Okay. Who works in retail, Dionne? Who works in shops and retail?
I don't know. I do have a male friend that works in like a sort of a online retail store.
Right. Have you had any connection with that, or have you been thinking about doing something like that yourself?
I have applied for like 80 retail jobs, and I have gotten none.
You applied for 80 jobs and got none?
Correct. I mean, it's like I'm overqualified for pretty much every job that I apply for, but I'm also like really not a 9-to-5-er. I'm really good at sales, but I'm pretty much, I work best by appointment only.
I can see retail around you. So whether it is something over the telephone connected with retail, but it's something to do with clothing. That's what I can say. And I think that this opportunity will come to you, that you won't find the opportunity yourself. You probably just applied for any job you can because you desperately want to get out of where you are. Positive affirmations of what you're doing is it's bringing you money in, it's bringing you finance, it's creating you the ability to live and, you know, pay your bills, etc. So that's what's positive about it. It's not very nice while you're there. Okay. Right.
The person in retail that you're talking about actually does do clothing, high-end clothing sales online.
Maybe get in touch, or maybe they will get in touch with you. Who's Bobby?
I don't know Bobby.
Bobby? Bob or Bobby? Definitely Bobby. So could it be a female Bobby, to be honest with you? Like a Roberta, something like that. So watch out for the name Bobby coming in around work. And I'm not saying that it isn't this guy, but I feel this retail kind of, that's the environment that I feel for you, sweetheart. Okay. Good luck with that.
Thank you.
Let me hop in here. You've come to a point in time in life where it's time you go outside the box. And I know another job is important, but you're looking at traditional type jobs as opposed to something that would really challenge you. And I don't think the universe wants you in something that is mundane. They want you to really stretch yourself and look at unique, different, and unusual places to put yourself. You're way too creative, way too intelligent to be slammed into any sort of cubbyhole, because you're a problem solver. You're somebody who likes to be challenged and likes to get a problem and then solve the problem and move on to the next one, because if you have to do the same thing day after day, you're going to end up hating your job and wanting another one. So you need to
nail that. 100% correct.
Okay. So if you're looking online for jobs that are available, that's ridiculous because they're all like that. So let's take a look at your really strong points. Let's take a look at what you do well. You problem solve well. You're a good people person. You like to be challenged, and you like to have to use your imagination to solve problems and to find new ways. You like to invent new ways to solve old problems. And so you need to be looking for a project-oriented career of some sort. Now, whether it's in event planning or something like that, which you'd be terrific at, by the way. If I had the best, if I could just, you know, say, you know, everything's fine and money is fine, I want to make you an event planner.
My sister asked me to do that, but I didn't know if it would be like healthy to go into business with her because she's kind of real creative and kind of out there. I didn't know if we'd get along.
Well, everybody needs an anchor. I wouldn't quit your job and do it, but I would absolutely go into business with her, and I would do stuff on the side until you see just how much money you can actually make doing event planning.
Okay.
You're great at it. You'd be great at it. But do it on the side. Do, you know, moonlight at it. And I'll tell you something too that's really, once you have something on the side that you love doing and you have fun doing, you are able to survive in the job you're in now until you can support yourself with the other job. So you know, you just don't have anything that gives you fun and challenges you on the outside on the outside of your work world. Once you do, it takes the pressure off the work world, and it's not quite so bad, and you can survive there until you can actually support yourself with a more creative job. Please don't look for a mundane job. You'll just be in the same position with different people around you.
Okay.
And if you don't kill your sister or sister-in-law, then it'll work well.
Okay.
I mean, please understand that in every relationship, and a partnership is a relationship, There's one who has absolutely no sense of being grounded at all, and there's one that has the grounding but doesn't have the creative stuff, you know, that the other person does. So you each bring something to the table that is precious and worthwhile. She will ground you you will take her into places she's uncomfortable. But at the same time, you can be very successful, just so long as you each respect the other's strengths.
Okay, that's good advice. I'll take that. Thank you.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling.
Good luck, Violet.
Okay, one more. God, I'm always amazed at how just well this works out. We've got, oops, that's Jeannie. Jeannie is probably snoring. Okay, I think we did it. The other person dropped off. So we get a chance to chat for a minute. I had such a lovely time on your show with Ray. Was that yesterday?
Yes. She's saying, I am not. We did.
It's so lovely to work, you know, when you have three people that are all doing the same work, just with a little different finesse here and there, it does add to the energy unbelievably. Ray said we did tire him out, though, so I feel badly about that, but I think that was just the man in him grumbling.
It's been a whim, I think, Barbara.
Probably. Now, I know over in Great Britain, they do a lot of ghost hunting. Do you do any of that?
Yes, I used to work with a ghost hunting company, but I actually pulled away. But I did. I used to be the medium, and I did a lot of ghost hunting. Loved it.
You have over there, you've got the antiquity that we don't have here in the United States, really. I mean, you go back centuries and centuries and centuries. We go back a couple hundred years. And none of the buildings here have seen kings and queens and all sorts of stuff like that. So I can imagine that walking into some of those old, especially the old castles, it must be phenomenal to be able to feel the presences.
Yeah, I mean, castles, I think I had a past life where I was flung off top of a castle. So they give me the heebie-jeebies a bit, especially when I'm going up the rickety steps. Because I know I must have fallen because I've got a thing about steps and stairs. So the castles can be a bit daunting. And like, it's pitch black there, Barbara. We turn all the lights off and we have torches. So the thrill factor is absolutely phenomenal. But I'll be very honest with you, I mainly got family members through for the guests that came. I used to get EVP, which is voice phenomena, and I used to get loads of them. I used to get dads, and I got a little child crawling on the floor the once, naming his dad and his mom and da-di-da, and it was his auntie who sat next to me, and she just looked at me flabbergasted. I couldn't get him on EVP. But I had a lot of EVP response and communication from spirit, and you know, it was just phenomenal.
Yeah,
phenomenal.
I had the pleasure of going to an inn that was 400 years old, and they wanted me to kind of walk through and tell them what I saw and what I felt, and it was just so incredible because suddenly, you know, centuries are gone, and you can see during the Revolutionary War, soldiers there trying to figure out where they're going to hide the rum, and then you go back even further, and there are people laying on the floor because of an Indian attack. But you've got, you know, hundreds, thousands of years you can go back, which is just...
There's usually a spirit that's done something wrong, like, you know, they're trapped there or they choose to stay there. And they've done some awful things, you know. And some people got taken over. One lady, I was at a place in Nottingham, and everybody came running down, Sarah, there's a lady been taken over. And I went upstairs and she was shaking. And I sort of brought her back and she was fine, absolutely fine. But I know the reason why I was brought towards that lady was because her friend it was part of the periphery of people who her son had died a week beforehand, and
oh
it
my
was
God.
A way of getting me to her, and her son was Adam, And I got him through. I said, his name's Adam, and he told her all this stuff. And she was like, oh, my God. Now, had that not have happened, she wouldn't have had that opportunity with me, and Adam wouldn't have got through to his mom.
Wow.
So, and it's never, it's not that scary. It is a little bit, you know, but we're always in control.
Oh, yes. It's just you have such antiquity there. It's just I'm jealous of your antiquity. But I want to thank you so much for being here today, and it was so much fun to work with you again. And it was delightful to work with you yesterday. I'm so glad I had that opportunity. So we will look forward to your coming back again sometime soon, hopefully.
We'd love to have you back too, Barbara.
Oh, I'd love to. I would love to.
Yeah.
And you know, maybe. Yeah, maybe not a marathon day, though. But I didn't get my supper until, 11, 12 o'clock at night.
I've got the short straw. I just did the one. Ray did two. But, Barbara, you did three. You did the hat trick. And
well,
I'd like
it was,
to say thank you, Barbara, to Chris for helping me yesterday. We had a great chat. And she helped me with my mic and stuff, although it has reversed order today. Because I'm doing
she's a wonderful person to go to when you have technical stuff. She really knows what she's talking about. So
funny. She's such, I mean, to listen to her, I just think, she must do a fantastic show.
Oh, listen in archives sometime, because what's really cool is that she not only does the two-hour show, but she goes an hour in archive as well, so that her show is really a three-hour show.
Yeah. Wow. Well, I bet she's funny.
No, nobody would take that bet. She's hysterical. And a total pleasure to work with. Seriously, she's got one of the most genuine hearts I think I've ever met. So she's a pleasure. So thank you again, and I want to thank everybody for listening. And Sarah, I will be in touch with you, and we'll pick another date and get you back on the calendar.
Okay, au revoir.
Yeah, bye-bye now.
Bye.
Bye, everybody. Thanks for hanging in there, and thanks for sharing your time with us. It was a total, absolute pleasure.